This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just gets out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these patterns?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, well, this is second week in a row. I'm not, honestly, Dr. Bitar, I'm not making it a habit. This is not payback for the times you showed up late and stuff. But we are 24 hours after we would normally do advanced medicine together with Dr. Raja Bitar. But there's a good reason. Yep. I got a good excuse. It's called Hurricane Irma.
You were getting it suntan?
Oh, yeah, that too, of course. I was out and about in the aftermath of Hurricane Irma. Today, actually, it got sunny and hot again. I was like, oh, my gosh, this could be devastating when it's hot and muggy at night. That's when, if you're not used to sleeping like that, it can take some time. Although I will say this, second day in a row, cold shower, no heat, and it was, like, fine. The second day, I was adapted. The first day, I was, like, screaming like a little girl. After that, I was like, oh, this is all right.
There's a lot of therapeutic benefits, supposedly, of taking cold showers. I never did get used to that. When I was in the Boy Scouts and in the military, had to take some cold showers, but they say there's some therapeutic benefit to it.
Yeah, I know. It's like the sauna to the cold, the sauna to the cold, that kind of thing. And yeah, there's some benefits, I agree. But normally, if you don't have to, most people will go, yeah, I don't think I want to. But, you know, we were in a situation where, thankfully, it wasn't a total grid down, power's being restored. But again, we've talked about prepping for a time when it may be down for prolonged periods of time. Then I'm calling Dr. Bitar for help for the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're safe. Everything's good.
Yeah, it was a pretty intense storm, I will have to say. I haven't been through one of those in a long, long time. And for the most part, loss of life was minimized. People did take it seriously. And that's important, the preparing for these eventualities. For those that say it's worse now than ever before, you don't know history. This is just part of life on planet Earth. And, you know, ultimately, as we've talked, we get spiritual on advanced medicine, too. You know, you say you do everything you can, and at a certain point, you talk to the Creator and go, you know what, if it's my time to go, you know, hopefully I've done everything I could to be good about the things that I'm here for. At the same time, you know, you have a sense sometimes you can be sensitive enough to say, you know what, I don't think it's time to check out here. And fortunately, a lot of people were spared and, you know, have to deal with some inconveniences, but nothing compared to what our ancestors lived like when there wasn't mass refrigeration and air conditioning and the ability to have things shipped from all over planet Earth at your whim.
Yeah, and I think the other hurricane actually had caused more loss of life. And then, of course, in Mexico, what happened with the earthquake, and I think that death toll is close to 100, if not over 100 now. But yeah, so there was a lot of other things that happened in the same time frame within a week, plus or minus, give or take, that resulted in a lot more loss of life. So it was a blessing that one wasn't as bad.
Yeah, and it's true. Like with Harvey stalling out in Houston, I mean, you're kind of in a bowl in an area where the water doesn't drain so well. So it's a recipe for that kind of disaster. Whereas Florida, the peninsula, is used to having a lot of rain. Things typically run off fairly well, and flooding isn't as big an issue except localized. But again, this storm moved on up and dumped rain a lot of places to the Midwest. And I'm still, Super Don, I'm still so far out of touch with the news cycle. You know, I know you're more plugged into it than I am, even because of your review of stories. But being disconnected from internet for a while as well, I just kind of know what we experienced, went through in a very personal way, so I can speak to what a lot of people just went through in Florida.
Yeah, well, you haven't missed much. The Democrats still hate the Republicans. There you go.
Okay. Well, the world is in proper order then, apparently. So, Dr. Batar, I will ask you, because we hadn't gotten a chance to chat before tonight's show, if you had been able to see the email that Superdon sent you, any of the stories, because we've got a lot we can cover, or we could just chat about anything advanced medicine related.
No, actually, so I think all the stories are good. We can hit any one of them.
Okay, well, let's see, where are we going here? We got some cancer stories, we got some vaccine stories, we got air pollution stories, dental amalgams and mercury. Is anybody still asking if they're dangerous? Oh, this was on Fox News. Your old dental fillings probably contain mercury. Well, they didn't want to overcommit to the scientific fact that they're 50% or more mercury. I think they're a little late to the game.
Yeah, actually, let's be accurate, it's 49.5 or 49.8 by weight. So it's not quite 50%,
okay,
but it's pretty doggone close. So, yeah, that's...
Well, it has an impact far out beyond the percentage that's there, and that's pretty wicked intense. But the idea that this is it's safe to put mercury in people's mouths, is anybody still believing that?
Yeah, I think that when you talk to people in the general public and you bring it up, they're all aware that mercury's toxic, and they say, "Oh yeah, well we know that," you know, but they don't do that anymore. So they're under the false pretense that they are no longer using mercury in dental amalgams, and I don't know how the propaganda machine actually coerced people into believing that. But there's so many people that not only believe that there's no more mercury in amalgams, there's a lot of people that believe that there's no more mercury in vaccines either.
Oh,
they say,
yeah.
"Oh yeah, we know that's old information. You know, that was back 10, 15 years ago." But they don't do that anymore.
Well, we just had word last hour that, you know, the most of adverse events that are being reported, not that all of them are being reported, are happening from the flu shot, which still contains mercury, more than the ones that supposedly don't have any, which still have some. But the you know, thinking back to your advanced medicine and seeing patients for so many years now, Dr. Batar, how many did you see as an adult, maybe kids too, on top of the vaccine introduction of mercury, that were walking around with the mercury in their teeth?
Almost all adults have some level of mercury in their teeth. I myself had three dental amalgams that I knew I needed to get out, but I never got around to it till probably about, I guess it was probably about 15 years ago, and I've actually talked about that on the air before. In fact, you know, we'll talk about that if you want to, but Robert,
sure.
It's so important to recognize how subtle some of these changes can be. The doctor that was going to do my teeth became a friend, and I had sent him a number of patients, and he was in the Raleigh-Durham area, and because it was 2.5 hours away from my office, I just never got around to, you know, getting out there.
Uh-huh.
And I happened to have a flight that was going out of Raleigh, so I told him I was going to be in that area. So he said, "Why don't I do the pre-check and just kind of see, make sure what's going on?" He checked and told me I had two moderate size and one small amalgam that needed to be removed. So anyway, it took a couple months, scheduled it. My lab partner took me up there, and I didn't want any analgesics or anything like that. And they did the amalgams. The only reason he drove me up there because he had an appointment, but I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know whether he needed to, you know, numb me up or sedate me. He didn't know the extent of it. So anyway,
sure.
They ended up taking out the amalgams, and here's what was amazing. So I get back to the clinic, and we have a very specific protocol that within a 6-hour to 12-hour period after mercury amalgam manipulation, after removal, you must have an IV DMPS treatment to get in all the residue. And we've done some studies on this where we've followed patients that have had dental amalgams removed and done pre-procedural DMPS challenges, post-procedural DMPS challenges, and then 1 week out, and to see what the level of mercury that was measured during just because of the manipulation aspect. And we've seen something like between a 250 to 400% increase in mercury on post-challenge testing within 24 hours of the mercury amalgam, meaning that we do a challenge test today, tomorrow we have the mercury removed from the mouth, and the next day we do another challenge test just to see what would happen. And we have seen a yield of between 250 to up to 400%, depending on the patient. So there were, you know, various patients had various loads. So anyway, I come back to the office after having the mercury amalgam removed, go through the same process myself, IV, DMPS, you know, everything's fine, no problem, no discomfort, you know, everything's just normal. I mean, I can't tell any difference. And then, remarkably, about an hour after the IV treatment, I do something that I've never done before. I've always been known to have a really good center of balance in martial arts. You know, people couldn't knock me down. In when I played football in college, hand-to-hand combat in the military, all this stuff, you know, I always was known to have a good center of balance. I don't fall or trip or whatever. I fell twice about an hour after the first IV treatment. Over the next 6 to 8 hours, I fell twice. I didn't trip. I didn't stumble. I just fell. I lost my balance just walking. It was really weird. I was like, what the heck's going on? And then our mutual friend, Alden.
Yes.
I was supposed to meet Alden up in Mooresville. And I have been to his house probably a dozen and a half times. I remember, you know, I mean, I've jumped out of planes in nighttime, this, that. You know, I can find my direction. I've been to his house more than a dozen times. I get up to Mooresville, and I had to call him because I could not remember how to get to his place.
Wow.
Okay? And I've been there like over a dozen times. And it's
right,
daylight.
Right.
I mean, it's like I couldn't figure it out. I stopped at the gas station. I called him. So he drives out, meets me, and he looks at me, and he goes, Rashid, have you been drinking or something? Because your eyes, I mean, what's going on? You look like you're drunk. And I said, man, I just couldn't focus. And I'm like, I've never drank a drop of alcohol in my life unless you call it cough syrup when I was a kid.
Right.
Or an herbal tincture that has,
a little alcohol in it, sure, yeah. Alcohol.
Exactly. So really, really confused. And then I get home that night, and I remember the last thing, I went to the bathroom, and I remember noticing that the wallpaper, which had not been changed in 10 years, like a maroonish wallpaper, I remember thinking, man, that thing is really bright. That wallpaper is really bright. Then I go to bed, and I woke up the next morning. Now, remember, I had no medical issues. I had no problems with vision. I had no problems with any health issues that would be indicative of mercury toxicity. I had no headaches. I had none of that stuff. I wake up the next morning, and it was like I had been living in a two-dimensional black-and-white world, and now I was in a three-dimensional color world.
Wow.
There was depth perception that was so dramatically different.
Yeah.
It was just mind-boggling.
Well, you know, this is something I want to continue after this break, Dr. Bitar. By the way, Dr. Rashid Bitar, we do advanced medicine usually each and every Monday. We're delayed because of Hurricane Irma. And, you know, as much as we feel it's very important to remove these mercury amalgams, to do it safely and follow up appropriately, this is the message that's very important, and I'm glad Dr. Bitar is sharing with us right now. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. If you ever miss one of these shows, go to medicalrewind.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
As we're talking with Dr. Rasha Bittar, I mentioned that normally if you don't, for some reason you don't catch Monday nights, Advanced Medicine every week, MedicalRewind.com is the place where all of the Dr. Bittar hours on the Robert Scott Bell Show are compiled together. So it makes it easy because you'll dig it, man. The stuff we talk about, where we go, it's amazing. And there are years and years of it now available for you. So check that out. And also, Dr. Bittar is the author of the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And he's also going to be one of the keynote speakers at the Truth About Cancer Live 2017, October 5th, 6th, and 7th. We're all going to be back together again in Orlando. And, folks, Orlando is still up and running. They actually opened the theme parks already today. So don't tell me that you can't come to this because you're afraid of the Hurricane Irma. It's past. Life is getting back to what happens when hurricanes hit Florida for the most part. The Keys, that's another story, but where we're going to be is perfectly fine. So, folks, don't think you're not coming now. It's going to be awesome. So, Dr. Bittar, what you were saying about the amalgam removal, the mercury amalgams from dentistry, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, who you know I was very good friends with, who passed away a couple of years back mysteriously, he would talk that there were patients that were so weak that he said he didn't want them to have the mercury removed. Not that he was a fan of mercury, he just said they couldn't handle it. Now, what you bring up brings to light a strategy that maybe he didn't integrate because he didn't do IV. He was, you know, in different ways that he would address the cancer. But for some people that are so delicate, can you work, or is this more critical than ever to work like you were talking about post-care? In other words, how do we get rid of the circulating mercury? As safe as doctors can be, there's still going to be more mercury dumped when you do this.
Yeah, so the problem is the mercury is still in the body, and theoretically you're removing some of it, so you would think it would be safer, but it's actually the mobilization. The body tries to push it aside, and it's kind of like the that fruitcake that your mother-in-law made for you, and then you hide it underneath, you know, your bed, or it's in the basement, and 25 years later it looks the same and it hasn't changed. It's like one of those types of things. The body stores it and it kind of tries to forget about it. But when we go in and try to manipulate it and move it and mobilize it and get it out of the body, that mobilization aspect is like digging out that fruitcake that's been in the basement and putting up in your, you know, dining room table or your living room couch or something like that. It becomes very obvious and people can see it. Now, that's when you start experiencing the negative aspects of it. So think of it as the mobilization of the mercury is what elicits the biggest problem. And so sometimes it's better to let sleeping dogs lie than to wake them up, because when you go and start mobilizing, especially in a very weak individual, as just describing, their system is not able to support the detoxification process. The actual metabolism component, and if you remember the three methodologies or the three mechanisms of damage that heavy metals use, that basically heavy metals cause in the body, you've got obviously the first one, which is oxidative stress, but the second one, remember, is the displacement of essential minerals, and then the third one is allergenicity. So it's that second one, the displacement of essential minerals, that comes into play, because when you mobilize, you cause the mercury it has to go from the deep recesses in the body and come out via the kidneys or the gastrointestinal system or whichever way it's going to come out. And so that mobilization now causes displacement of those essential minerals that causes the metabolism. It's almost like throwing a wrench into an engine, shuts everything down or starts to cause disruption in that engine. And that's where the problem lies. So we have to do it delicately. And an analogy that I make, in fact, at the cancer conference that you and I were at in San Diego in April.
Yeah, Best Answer for Cancer, yes.
Right, exactly. So when remember we did some of that filming? And
yes.
One of the, you remember I was doing some of those little segments, like little pearl things? So there was one segment that I did, and it's actually very appropriate to this, and I'll try to summarize it, but the video will be up shortly. Essentially, think of a pail of water, a bucket of water, seawater. You've scooped up a whole bunch of ocean water in this bucket, and now you're looking at it from above, and you can see the sand down at the bottom, and you can see the water above. It's clear. It's been sitting there for a while. Now I say, Robert, take out the sand. So when you start to take out the sand, you go to the bottom of the pail, and as you start to scoop up the sand, what happens to the water?
It's going to be disturbed.
Hard, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And so that cloudiness is actually, every time you go in and take in a scoop of sand out, it's going to agitate the water and make it more cloudy until you get down to the bottom. And if somebody says, hey, I can't handle the cloudiness, well, then stop manipulating the sand, and you'll start seeing the sand settle down, and the water will become clear. And that's basically what's happening with the mercury. We're going and scooping it up like the sand, and it's agitating everything. And when we let it set, then it settles back down, and the system's clean.
Beautifully described, Dr. Bitar. Appreciate that so very much. We got a lot of stories to cover. I'm going to consult with our producer, Super Don, to see how we're going to navigate the rest of it. Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Tuesday with Dr. Rasha Bitar.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you, a high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, definitely rocking the health world as we do each week with Dr. Rashid Bitar. We do advanced medicine together, delayed by Hurricane Irma, but, man, it is good. Sometimes you need that 24-hour warm-up, Dr. Bitar, to be as good as you are.
24-hour warm-up for?
Oh, I'm dissing on you for Ty Bollinger. He says, you gotta rag on Dr. Bitar. No, as we joke, for those of you who don't listen on Mondays, sometimes Dr. Bitar doesn't get the stories before we go on the air, and it's some of the best shows we ever do. Like I said, we don't often plan, even though Dr. Bitar, we know Super Don does a lot of work and prepping, and then you just kind of trash it all, and we go wherever we want to go. So But you know, he's got a good attitude
about
it. You
don't want to get a big head.
No, he's
very. You don't want to get big ahead because then he's going to think how important he is. So we just got to make it, you know, downplay it. Like, yeah, we don't need the Super Don.
Exactly. But one of the cool stories this week, and it's not cool in terms of, oh, how awesome, but it relates to something. In last hour, Dr. Chait and I were talking, you know, a good buddy pediatric surgeon. It's like, you know, how can we have intellectual discussions about things that may be of disagreement between parents and doctors if we're, you know, not engaged intellectually in a way that is based on the integrity of data that we're provided, right? Whether we're doctors or not. And here's a case in point about suicide data as, you know, connected to SSRI medications, right? So if, you know, we're not big fans of those things, but let's just say there's some legitimacy in some cases, perhaps. But if you have data that was corrupted to begin with, where is the legitimacy, even if you believe that you're doing the right thing, based on the fact that, for instance, in this case, the data associated with the ramp up and the taper down, which is the most dangerous point, which we found out clinically after approval, is the most dangerous time when suicides are most likely to occur. And apparently in the approval process at FDA, the companies that stood to profit from these drugs eliminated that part of the data, the ramp up and taper down, from the finished product to say, see, it's really a safe product.
Yeah, and this is such a massive, massive cover-up because many of these drugs, as you mentioned, I don't remember whether you mentioned it off the air or on the air, but many of these drugs would never see the light of day if that data was really known. But you cover it up, you eliminate it, you conveniently forget about that part of it, and then just show whatever the data you want to show. I mean, I can show that every single thing on the planet that I want people to believe is valid because I just have to eliminate all the stuff that I don't want them to know, and I just add on you know, infusing whatever facts that what if, regardless of whether they're facts or not. I
right.
mean, this is the absurdity of the system that they can do and play by these rules and finagle them. It's just like the thimerosal aspect, right? Thimerosal is supposed to be recommended that it be taken out of vaccines, and then when Congressman Dan Burton in 2003, when they had the four different batches of vaccines that they tested that were labeled as thimerosal free. But when they tested them, they all had thimerosal on them, and when they asked the head of the FDA and the head of the FTC what's going on, the head of the FTC, who's asked first, said, well, I think Congressman Dan Burton asked a question, isn't this like false advertising? And his response was, well, Congressman, you'd have to ask the head of the FDA about this. And he said, well, it's a Truth in Labeling Act issue. And he said, well, it's not. We don't add thimerosal to it. So he says, well, then why is thimerosal in there? He said, well, you have to talk to the FDA. So the FDA guy is sitting there, and he says, well, we don't add thimerosal. And Congressman Dan Burton said, but it's got thimerosal in it. Here are the tests that show it. And he said, well, technically, we don't add it. We no longer add it to the vaccine. We now use it in the manufacturing process of the vaccine, but it's not added to the vial. So therefore, we don't have to say that it's in there because we didn't add it. It was in the manufacturer. I mean, it's just rubbish and semantics that they use to cover up their inadequacies. But this is a massive, massive issue. Because when a person looks at it, they say, oh, there's no more mercury in it. Leave alone the fact that half the doctors that look at it, they say, well, there's no mercury in it. They say, it says thimerosal. It contains thimerosal. Well, thimerosal is not mercury. It's like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What are we dealing with here?
But you get to that point where you say, you know what, so many of these disagreements and heated arguments, now part of it becomes the economic self-serving of the medical boards that don't want you to practice anything but what they say, which is, we talked about medicine versus advanced medicine. But the other aspect is you've got a lot of the medical profession that still believe that if the FDA approves it, it must be based on sound science. And now we're finding out after many years, the corruption runs so deep, the revolving door between FDA and Big Pharma so common that to rely, even the heads of the New England Journal of Medicine, the editor, we've talked about JAMA Journal as well, have said, we don't know what's legitimate science anymore. It's not enough that it's peer-reviewed and in the literature. We have to go dig deeper and find out, hey, what were the methods that they used? Did they actually write this properly? Because a lot of the peer review tends to be sham at this point.
Yep, that's exactly right. There's so much information that was put out there that was erroneous or false, and then other subsequent studies used that false information to build their premises upon. So you've got volumes of studies that have been done that are based upon one lie, which is based upon another lie. So it's a cascade of lies. And this is how many of the myths in medicine have developed. Like, you know, I mean, there's just so many different ones. So, the IGF issues, insulin like growth factor aspects, and all these different things. When you start sit down and you start to really rationalize and look at physiology and see how things are supposed to work and how things do work, you start to realize that everything that's out there, or a lot of things that are out there, are so off the mark. It's not even funny. It's an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, that's where we when people scratch their heads and go, why can't we discuss this like rational adults? Well, again, there's a lot of belief systems at play here, and that's why Super Don found this great stained glass image that a skeptic did, you know, to try to fight against people who have religious beliefs about vaccines. When it turns out, many of the religious beliefs about vaccines are pro-vaccine because the peer-reviewed literature is not supported in terms of double-blind placebo-controlled studies in terms of safety and efficacy. And so the people are saying, listen, just show me the science. Show me where it's been proven safe, right? Don't tell me you believe it's safe or we've been using it and that's not enough, because it wouldn't be enough for someone like me as a homeopath or holistic guy to say it's just because I believe it. I want to say, hey, we've got something more to back it up. It's not that we ignore observation, you know what I'm saying? But there's a layer or level of religiosity here.
But Robert, let's even, before we even go there, why don't we look at the double standard? Because if somebody says that about chelation, they'll attack it, or they say something about anything else, they'll attack it. But it's okay for them to use it? They say, okay for them to say it's safe, but whenever it's something, you know, it's like the Vioxx killing 55,000 people before they put it out the market, but one child dies from a chelation that was done inappropriately. The doctor that did it inappropriately, and they demonize the whole treatment, leave alone the fact that it's helped so many hundreds of thousands of people throughout the world, throughout the last 40, 50, 60 years, and that it was actually in the physician's desk reference as an appropriate treatment for heart disease before the advent of bypass. But they just washed that part of history away. It reminds me of that quote that my partner said. He made a really interesting quote, and it was, "He who controls the narrative dictates history."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, again, the whole idea of the Flexner Report of 1910 being so far out of the realm of anybody's
perfect
knowledge,
example.
Right? And,
yep,
and you know,
example.
So you wake up in 2010 and you have Obamacare and you say, how did we get here? But do you really want to know that in 1910 they corrupted medical education to the point where it excluded anything outside of Rockefeller-approved petrochemical training? And, you know, to me, again, people that go into healing, I think more often than not, go in for the right reasons. That's not my critique. But when they are trained in a certain way and then they are shut down to any option of, again, and then when we rely upon science that isn't legitimate science, again, there's so many layers to this, Dr. Bitar, that makes it almost impossible to reform a system that has become so corrupt rather than scrap it and almost start over.
That's exactly right. And it's not just in medicine. We see the same aspect, the historical aspect with marijuana, how our forefathers believed that it was a gift from God. It was universally utilizable from not only just medicinal, but also from the printing of paper. It grew faster. It was more resilient. They could grow it more efficiently. The use of like ropes and jute and hemp, all this stuff, all the different utilizers, they made clothes out of it. They did all sorts of different things. But because of the people that controlled the forestry industry and because they wanted to control the paper manufacturing, they, again, demonized marijuana and so that history, I had no idea about that history. In fact, I learned that history at an advanced medicine seminar when Ty gave a lecture. Remember that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that was like
I do.
Probably about 8 years ago. So, and I remember thinking, oh my God, I had no idea about any of this stuff. And I was just like everybody else thinking, oh, marijuana is bad, marijuana is bad, marijuana is mm-hmm. bad. But mm-hmm. you know, how can a plant that grows naturally be bad? It defies any logic. God didn't put bad out here. But some people say, what about poison? Well, okay, listen. I'm not talking about a poison to somebody that ingests a poisonous plant. That plant still serves a purpose, but for ingestion for humans, it may not be appropriate. But
sure.
How can you say that a plant that doesn't cause a poisonous response in an individual is bad, especially when there's a historical precedence for its utilization that
mm-hmm.
it spans, you know, centuries?
Yeah, and also recognizing that the poison can be in the dose, too. Like, we can convert a very dangerous poisonous plant and convert it into homeopathic form and find out it has a benefit to the body. Or, you know, as we've talked about, some doctors that are transitioning will do low dose on certain drugs and finding some level of benefit. It might not be going as far as we would go in terms of not needing the drug at all, But the point is, dose specific issues, getting less in terms of quantity and finding out there can be benefit at lower levels, which reduces toxicity and hopefully transitions to the point where you begin to recognize maybe we don't need to be toxic at all in medicine.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And this is one of the things that if we understand that the toxicity aspect is one aspect of it, but also look at the physiological aspect of how does the body respond to some of these things, and then recognize, as you said about the toxicity thing, it's a dose-dependent phenomena, then they can be better utilization of many of these things. And then a lot of the drugs have the same application. There's a toxicity aspect associated with the drugs. We don't say don't take, you and I do say don't take the drugs, but you know, the medical profession doesn't say don't take the drugs because they're dose-dependent phenomena. That's Tylenol, over-the-counter. You take too much of it, it's going to cause liver failure. In fact, that's the leading cause of liver failure in the industrialized world, utilizing an approved non-prescription drug. It's mm-hmm. liver toxicity from Tylenol. So the dose-dependent phenomena and the physiological aspect, you know, like you were talking about some of this but the application I was talking about, like with IGF-1, just something just came to mind that mm-hmm. look at the use of anti-diarrheal drug. When the person has diarrhea, we go and we give them something to block them up, but that defies the physiological response that the creator put in our systems, because when we get diarrhea, it's to eliminate something. Why are we preventing that natural elimination process? And so, yeah. Again, we supersede physiology, and that's what creates some of the problems that we're dealing with today.
Right. And real quick on the scientific front, talking about the Gardasil and Cervarix shot for so-called HPV preventing, the shot preventing cervical cancer 20, 30 years from now. All of the peer-reviewed literature that I've reviewed on this show that it doesn't prevent cancer, but it may prevent the manifestation of HPV of maybe 4 out of 120 strains. So how did it become a cancer shot? Again, the science. Where do we go?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Sanitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Mom keeps harassing me on Facebook. Mickey, you know, she's like, is your power back on yet? Is your power back on? Yes, Mom, the power is back on yet, but thankfully it wasn't early enough, so I got to hang out with my buddy Dr. Mark Chait, who's here joining us again. He's hosting me, and I would love for Dr. Batar to connect with Dr. Chait. Good friends and good people, so we're all together now on this final segment. Yeah,
absolutely. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I didn't really even realize that he was paramilitary, but I was just mentioning that my former roommate, he's a pediatric surgeon he trained at Urbana-Champaign. I think he's at the University of Wisconsin now, but the pediatric surgeons are the creme de la creme of the surgery world. So
we like to think so anyway.
Yeah, exactly. It's like they say it's not brain surgery. They should say this. Well, it's not pediatric surgery. Right? That would be the way.
We're going to rebrand it. I like it.
You know, it's actually interesting, though. Within the surgical world, mm-hmm. each of the subspecialties have their own reputations. For example, urological surgeons, they're known to be the gentlemen of surgery. Orthopedic surgeons are known to be the cool guys of surgery. You know, so everybody has the general surgeons are known to be the most malignant form of surgery. Well, teaching hospitals, you know,
cowboys.
So yeah, exactly. So it's funny, but nice to meet you, Mark.
And you as well.
Awesome. Well, I'll try to get him out if he can join us at the Truth About Cancer if he's in town to connect everybody. But that'll be nice to say. Hey, final story, you know, comes to general environment. I don't guess general surgery, go to general environment. You know, we talk a lot about mercury toxicity and very specific toxins and how they impact the body. What about the general exposure in terms of, you know, you've heard it said that if you grew up in L.A. at certain points when it was worse, you know, it was like smoking a pack a day, for instance. And there's apparently, I guess, did this happen because of what's happening in China? They call it the airpocalypse. They say they're shortening Chinese lifespan by more than 3 years just by exposure. And they say in India, in certain places, it's cut by 4 years on average. So somebody came up with a way, by a peer-reviewed study, to determine approximately, I guess they can't be right in every case because we all have different metabolisms, but that X amount of exposure can reduce lifespan. So they're actually, again, this has been the big beef with like a Dr. Bitar, Mark, the idea that toxins matter. And many times in the medical profession, it's sort of like, yeah, we know that, but we sort of like don't really play it up.
Well, yeah, a little bit's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But this is acknowledging generalized exposure impacting lifespan, which I think is not counterintuitive in any way. But if you have to be specific about it, sometimes it can be a little off-putting because if, as I've said in allopathic medicine, although there's a place for life-saving interventions, when you rely upon those synthetics over time, that's problematic.
Yeah, that's the thing that I think that when it comes to acute medicine, we have done tremendously well as a world society. But when it comes to the chronic diseases, we're archaic at best. I mean, we're very primitive and in some ways very barbaric. And I think that's the problem that, as we've said millions of times probably now, Robert, on the show, that if we were the computer industry, we would still have our laptops would be the sizes of, you know, three-story apartment buildings because that's how
if modern medicine were in. Yeah, right. If we were, again, the freedom to innovate has been kind of stifled out of the profession due to the control, right?
Well, and it's the apprenticeship approach too. I mean, you know, it's like that's what the old guys did, and it gets passed on, and people seem like they're really stressed to go that extra mile and go outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Mark, I'll say conversely, though, some of the best things I learned in medicine were from the old-time guys that nowadays they don't do. For example, the use of magnesium. An old OBGYN had taught that to me, and I have used that, and I was known in the emergency rooms when I left general surgery, when I was general medical officer. I was known as Dr. Magnesium. When I was moonlighting while I was still in the Army, I was known as Dr. Magnesium. And a lot of the regular docs would make fun of anybody who was, like, when I came on staff at Albemarle at Stanley Memorial Hospital in North Carolina, there was a family practice doc who became a good friend of mine, Dr. Clarence Norris, and he would use magnesium all the time, a teaspoon of magnesium sulfate. And these docs would, like, laugh, and I said, well, what are you guys laughing about? And they said, oh, that's that kook. And I said, I didn't know him at the time. And I said, well, what's wrong with him? And he goes, well, he thinks that the solution to everything is magnesium, and, you know, they laugh at him. And I said, well, magnesium is something important, and I used to give magnesium intravenously. In fact, right. Standing orders for cardiovascular acute MI was, or chest pain was, 2 grams of magnesium sulfate over 20 minutes in the D5W. Standard.
There you go. Beautiful. Well, again, they didn't make fun of you because, of course, but you were big and bad enough that if they talked about you, it was behind your back. It's like he's ex-military. Look out. Look out. Hey, Dr. Bitar, man, great Advanced Medicine Tuesday. Dr. Mark Chayet, thank you, buddy.
You bet.
Real good to be with you. Super Don, thank you. Ben on the board, thank you. We'll be back. Check it out. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.